You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So you notice that on one hand, there is a conformity to the world. On the other hand, there is conformity to Christ, Romans 8:29. For those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. You are either conforming to the world or you are conforming to Christ. Now, what makes the difference, what determines where you will belong, is what is called renewing of the mind. You can become born again. If your mind is not renewed, you will live your life like an unbeliever. You will suffer great damage. You will make mistakes like every unbeliever. In fact, you won't see any difference in your life like the life of an unbeliever. You won't see any difference. It will just look like the same thing. It will look like there is no difference. And that's where many Christians are today, because they are not being renewed. The purpose of church, the purpose why God gave us pastors, apostles, teachers, prophets, evangelists, is to renew the mind, to make us conform to Christ. So anywhere you are going to, that what they are doing is not to renew your mind, to be conformed to Christ. They are wasting your life, and you will struggle and suffer all your Christian life. If what they do is that they tell you, it is your turn to shine, today is your turn to eat, today is your turn to break through. See, those are not the things that are going to conform you to Christ. That's not the essence. That's not what God sent his genuine servant to do. There's no servant of God that is sent to be doing all those kind of things. We were actually sent through the instrument of the word of God to bring people into conformity to the image of Christ. And then the Bible actually makes it clear to you that is when you can prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. What that simply means is that is how you can live in the will of God. That is how you can know who you are in Christ. That's how you can stand against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Otherwise, you'll be afraid, you'll be looking for breakthrough. If they tell you that you have one ancestral something in your family, come for deliverance, you will rush there. If they tell you this is the problem, you will rush there. You see, it's because your mindset is still the mindset of somebody that is worldly. It's still the mindset of somebody that is not saved. When you become saved, you must give yourself to the word of God such that you can become renewed. That is the work of a minister of God. That's why Peter said that we must give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. That is the work of ministers of God. It's not to conduct burial. It's not to conduct a naming ceremony. That's not the work of ministers of God. Can you imagine that the people that these ministers have not prepared for death, they are now conducting their burial? That is wickedness. People you never prepared for death, you are now doing burial services for them. That is not your work. When Ananias and Sapphira died, it was the young men that went to bury them. Peter didn't go to conduct burial service. Today, we've neglected the work of God. You are now doing work that God did not commission you to do. And that is the one we now take to be a serious work. The real work is the renewing of the mind, from being conformed to this world to for you to become conformed to Christ. Any minister that his aim is not to conform you to Christ, he is not doing the work of God. That minister is not interested in your soul. That minister will ultimately destroy you. You are hearing this today. Don't give yourself to such. You also have a responsibility to ensure that you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is the goal and the essence of the word of God. And that's why Jesus said, go and teach them everything whatsoever I've commanded you. May you receive understanding in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.